It's Susie from MERP, and I'm here with Doyle Wolfgang von Frankenstein. Welcome to Portland.
Thanks.
We're happy to have you here. First, we have a mutual friend in Kristen, and she said to say to you...
I know her? Gypsy. I don't know anybody's name. That's
Gypsy.
Oh, Gypsy!
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? When me and Elisa were first seeing each other, we were like talking through her for a minute.
Oh, sweet. Well, maybe this will confirm it. She said to tell you, I hear that your nickname used to be Big Friend.
Big Friend, yeah, that's true.
So you're currently on tour with your band, Doyle. Yes. I want to know how an iconic guitarist like you goes about putting a band together. Do you reach out to friends or, I mean, you don't put an ad in the paper.
I did. I put an ad in the paper. That's what I did. Two papers, L.A. and New York. And the only tryout CD that I listened to the whole thing was Alex. And it was like 19 Cancer Slug songs. I'd come home from work and it was a billion degrees out. I had the CD player that was underneath the countertop, you know, and I was all tired. I put the fucking thing in, and it just laid on the counter. I didn't move. I got up and was like, wow, that was really good. And then I just sent them songs, and we just started writing.
Since you mentioned Alisa, I wanted to ask you, is it hard to have both of you in the music industry, or does it make it easier?
Both. It's easy because we both know exactly what we're doing at every second of the day. You know what I mean? And it's hard because when I left, she came home. And that's what it's usually like that. You know, she'll come home, I'll leave, or she'll leave, I'll come home. Yeah. But her band, Arch Enemy, they'll let me come on the bus because they give her the back room.
Oh,
she has
nice, like a
queen size bed, and I stay in there, and they're all cool with me. And you know, I get to ride with them, so I don't take up an extra bunk, and, you know, just stay out of everybody's way, and, you know, I know what the fuck's going on.
She was just here, 2 months ago?
November.
Was it with Trivium?
Yeah.
Here?
Yeah.
In this
venue?
Not
here, that
different
Roseland.
Venue, but
Roseland,
close.
Yeah, I was there.
Oh, nice. I know you are vegan.
Yes.
I'm also vegetarian, and I know, you know, I've read enough to know why you went vegan, but would you say now you do it mostly for health reasons, animal issue reasons, or environmental reasons?
Oh.
If someone was inspired through this interview now that you are vegan, what would you recommend they do first as a step?
You do first, just stop buying animal products.
If you could say one thing to those meat eaters as far as their impact on our earth, what would you say?
Well, not only are you killing yourself, but you know, farming all those animals is the number one cause of pollution on the planet. Plus all the food that we're feeding them, we could feed everybody with.
I've been for almost 30 years, so.
Vegan?
Vegetarian. Oh. Ovo-lacto, but on my way to
You can't
vegan.
Give up cheese?
Eggs and cheese and milk.
Come on,
I'm working
you can't
on it.
So.
I don't like any of them.
Tell yourself you don't like it. You don't believe it.
It's hard with products that you buy, you know, like anything baked or something. But
just
yes, you're
it.
Right. I should. And I may.
Like smoking cigarettes. Don't buy anymore.
That's true. You're known as a great guitarist, but also...
I don't know about that.
But you also play other instruments. I know that you wrote the majority of the current album. Are you most passionate about the guitar, or you have to do it because it's the position in the band?
Yeah, I like the guitar. Yeah. I played the bass on the record. I got chocolate in my bed. I play the bass on my record, and I write all the drums, too.
I'll say that. Doyle Wolfgang von Frankenstein seems to be a no-nonsense, direct person. I watched a bunch of videos before I came here today. Actually, the last couple of days.
That's a really good idea.
It was one. I was like, I called Jeremiah. I'm like, I kind of don't know if I can do this. But you're my 106th professional interview, so
I
figured we'd be all right.
Some people I throw out.
I know.
They have no questions. I'm like, bye.
See ya. I wanted to find out how much of it is a character and how much of it is legitimately you.
In the interview?
Just the persona.
Well, it's me. I mean, I don't know.
It's fair. I also read that you're not a big fan of touching people and germs and things like that. I also think people are gross.
I put it to you this way. You know, if you're in that venue, you're going to let some random guy come up and hug you that you don't know? Why should I do that?
So how do you stay well? Like, you know, people have the flu and the cold and they want to be near you.
I take like 800 different vitamins.
I know that, I don't know your personal situation as far as kids, but I wanted to ask you, in this day and age with music the way it is, if your, you know, son or daughter came to you and said, I want to follow in your footsteps, would you encourage or discourage them?
I would give them a shot at it, of course, you know. I think it would be cool if they started a little earlier, you know. But, yeah, definitely.
It seems that many in the music industry are really saturated with music, you know, on a daily basis. Are you still a fan of music?
Yeah. I don't really follow it unless somebody tells me, oh, you got to hear this band, you got to hear that band. You know. And I like the shit I like, and that's pretty much it.
Is there anything that would surprise people about what you listen to? I mean, is there any genre that might be surprising?
Let's take a look.
Good music is good music.
I have no idea. True. I like good songs. I don't give a fuck who's doing them. Music.
We have a rock and roll party every night.
Every night there's a rock and roll party in here. Let's see. Artists. Acid Bath, The Adverts, Aerosmith, Alex Story, yes. Alice Cooper, Alice in Chains, Arch Enemy, Beatles, Black Sabbath, Buzzcocks, Cancer Slug, Cramps, Danzig, Bowie, Dead Boys, Doyle, Generation X, Gojira, Heaven and Hell, Iggy Pop, Iron Maiden, Jimi Hendrix, Judas Priest, Kiss, Lamb of God, Led Zeppelin, Life of Agony, Marilyn Manson, Metallica, Misfits, Motorhead, Pantera, Queen, Ramones, Chili Peppers, Rob Zombie, Rolling Stones, Seventh Floyd, Sex Pistols, Slayer, Slipknot, Van Halen, Volbeat, Wayne County, and Electric Chairs, The Weirdos. That's it.
No Black Flag, no GBH. That kind of surprised me.
I really like punk rock.
You and I are similar in age, and I know that like the foundation of our music was little. I mean, we had very few bands. Now there's bazillions. Do you think musicians, young musicians now are at a disadvantage?
I don't think they know what the fuck they're doing, honestly, because everything, they're making songs up on computers, and those aren't songs.
Learning on Guitar Hero.
You know, and Guitar Hero is not guitar, okay, because I can't play Guitar Hero, okay? And my advice to kids is learn how to write songs and get a great singer, and you have to know how to entertain people.
Who do you think would be the better musician, somebody who's technically good or somebody who has feeling and passion?
Feeling and passion. You don't have to know anything. I don't know any scale. I don't know any arpeggios.
Some of the best songs are like two notes.
G, claps, none of that bullshit. Don't sit there in your room fucking around. Go get laid. Learn how to write a fucking song and get a good singer.
The band Doyle, is it satisfying everything you need to get out of personally right now?
Personally? I like it. I like being up there playing all the music that I wrote, you know?
I want to talk to you briefly about your label, Monster Man Records. That must keep you busy as well, as Doyle.
It keeps my manager busy. I do this.
I wondered how much involvement you have.
I don't fucking nothing. Just the money end comes out of me.
Okay.
And him.
As Doyle 2, As We Die, is still relatively new. Any plans for a third release?
Of course, yeah.
Anything in the works?
Yeah, we got three songs that were done that could have went on either one of these albums. And we have at least 10 musical compositions that all I got to do is demo them, give them to him, and he can finish them right up.
Is there anything else you'd like to talk about?
I think it should be a crime to steal music. I think it should be a $10,000 fine for every song you steal. Because if I was building motorcycles and somebody came in my place and took one, would that be a crime?
Absolutely.
That's our product.
How do we fix it?
$10,000 fine for every illegal download.
How does it work with like Spotify and iTunes?
Sucks.
And stuff?
They don't even give you a penny per play. It's like a millionth of a cent. You know, you pay $9, you listen to everybody, and you know, it's a fraction of a penny per play. How much do you think you're really getting?
So the value of exposure absolutely doesn't pay off.
No, it's a ripoff.
Yeah, we'll work on fixing that for you. Okay. It's been a pleasure. Thank you. Have a
good
show.
Okay, thanks. I hope you like it.